Hello, this is Mark Satterfield, and welcome to a new chapter in the Velvet Rope Playbook. Tonight, how scandalous stories and silver-tongued salesmen turned ordinary pitches into big-money deals. The first time I met Bordeaux Bobby, he was orchestrating a wine tasting on the deck of an 180-foot yacht anchored in Monaco's harbor. Bobby had the swagger of someone who had never had to introduce himself. His reputation always preceded him. Dressed in a linen suit that looked impossibly crisp for the Mediterranean heat, and a pair of Belluti loafers that probably cost more than my first car, Bobby didn't sell wine. He sold stories. "A bottle is just a bottle," Bobby said, handing me a glass of 1982 Lafite Rothschild as if it was a sacred chalice. "But a bottle with a story? That's priceless." The yacht's deck was a tableau of curated perfection. Crystal decanters glinted in the setting sun. The air hummed with a quartet playing Vivaldi. Guests, a mix of bankers, Hollywood producers, and heirs to fortunes made in shipping, swirled their glasses and whispered about tasting notes as though deciphering a treasure map. Bobby glided from group to group, weaving tales about the wines he'd selected. "This particular vintage," he told one guest, "was served at the coronation of a European monarch. Only 24 bottles remain." It was irrelevant whether the story was true. What mattered was the way Bobby told it. He infused each anecdote with a mix of reverence and intrigue, turning every sip into a moment of shared history. By the end of the night, he'd sold 4 cases of that wine at $50,000 a bottle to guests who were already on their third yacht. "You don't sell a product," Bobby explained later, watching the last tender ferry his clients back to shore. "You sell the feeling they get when they own it, or better yet, when they tell someone else they own it." If Bordeaux Bobby owned the world of rare wines, then Spooled Taylor was the undisputed king of bespoke tailoring. Spooled's shop, not so much a shop as much as a sanctum, was tucked behind an unmarked door in London's Savile Row. Inside, it smelled faintly of cedar and history, and every stitch seemed to hum with craftsmanship. Spool didn't just make suits. He curated events around them. Twice a year, he hosted what he called The Cut, an invitation-only affair where potential clients could witness the artistry firsthand. Tailors clad in 3-piece ensembles so immaculate they bordered on intimidating demonstrated their craft for an audience sipping single malt scotch. One of these evenings, Spool invited me to watch him work on a client's jacket. The client, a tech billionaire who'd flown in from Silicon Valley, leaned forward as Spool described every element of the design. The silk lining sourced from a mill in Como, the horn buttons hand-carved in Naples, the fabric woven on looms in Scotland. "Each piece tells its own story," Spool said, holding up a finished lapel. "When you wear it, you're not just wearing a suit, you're wearing a narrative." The billionaire nodded somberly, as though Spool had just recited a sonnet. By the end of the evening, the client had ordered 6 suits, each with a waiting list longer than a Mayfair dinner reservation. For the rarest glimpse into luxury storytelling, there was no one like Marina Midas Marquette, who specialized in luxury yachts. Marina's genius wasn't just selling floating mansions. It was making the prospective owners believe they were stepping into a dream. Marina once invited me to unveiling an event for a custom-built yacht named Elysium. It wasn't just an event, it was an experience. Guests were flown to Sardinia via a private jet and ferried to the vessel under a canopy of fireworks. On board, Michelin-starred chefs prepared an 8-course meal paired with vintages older than most of the guests. The yacht itself was a masterpiece of engineering and excess. An infinity pool that transformed into a helipad, a library of first edition classics, and a wine cellar that rivaled the Ritz in Paris. "Do you know why I do this?" Marina asked as we strolled the deck, champagne glasses in hand. "Anyone can sell specs and square footage. I sell what this yacht feels like. The breeze as you sip copy on the aft deck at sunrise. The applause when you host a gala on board. That's what they're buying." By the end of the weekend, Elysium had 3 offers on the table, all well over its $150 million asking price. Marina's secret? She didn't just show people a yacht. She showed them a lifestyle they couldn't resist. The thing about experiential marketing is that it's sticky. People don't just remember the product. They remember the way they felt when they first encountered it. That's why Bobby's tales of monarchs and vintages worked. It's why Spool's The Cut turned tailoring into theater. And it's why Marina's yacht events were more like movies than sales pitches. When the product becomes part of a larger narrative, clients don't just buy, they invest. They see themselves in the story and they want their own chapter. "Luxury isn't about price," Spool told me once as he packed up after an event. "It's about meaning. And if you can make something meaningful, the price doesn't matter." And that, I realized, is the essence of going beyond the price tag. It's not about convincing someone they need what you're selling. It's about creating a story so compelling that they can't imagine their lives without it. This is Mark Satterfield. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Velvet Rope Playbook. Please subscribe so you'll get notified when I post new chapters. Again, thanks for listening. Bye for now.